This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the need to explore common utility corridors for infrastructure services wherever feasible, particularly while planning major transport and infrastructure projects. Chairing the 53rd meeting of Pragati at Seva Teerth, Mr. Modi called upon ministries and states to examine such integrated approaches at the planning stage itself, keeping in view their technical and economic feasibility. He said that speed of execution must be accompanied by uncompromising quality. He called upon ministers, states and implementing agencies to adopt modern technologies and strengthen quality assurance and supervision at every stage. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed 6 key infrastructure projects across the railway, road and power sectors spanning 9 states with a cumulative cost of more than 30,000 crore rupees. The projects, significant for strengthening connectivity, supporting industrial and economic activity, and improving public services, were reviewed with particular emphasis on adherence to timelines, inter-agency coordination, resolution of pending issues, and expeditious completion. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that to emerge as a leader in every sector, India must further strengthen its internal security. Addressing the concluding session of National Security Strategies Conference, or NSSC, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set the goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047 and the primary prerequisite for a developed India is robust internal security. He said, had the previous governments foreseen the issues of narcotics, Naxalism and challenges in the Northeast before they escalated into massive crises, the country would not have had to bear the brunt for decades. The Home Minister said government has eliminated the formidable challenges across these 3 internal security hotspots and the entire credit for this goes to the state police forces, central agencies and the CAPFs. He said NSSC forum should analyse trends for the next 15 to 20 years to identify potential emerging issues and devise strategies to preempt them. Mr. Shah said the 3 new criminal justice laws will be implemented 100% within the next year, aiming to ensure the resolution of criminal cases up to the Supreme Court level within 3 years and to boost the conviction rate by 25%. The Delhi government will hand over the approval letters to 4,000 eligible women beneficiaries under the Delhi Lakshmi Yojana today. Under the scheme, eligible women will receive financial assistance of 2,500 rupees every month. A report.
The Delhi government has informed that more than 9,13,000 women have registered for the scheme so far and over 6,52,000 applications have been finally submitted. The government said that the financial assistance will be credited directly to women beneficiaries' bank account from 1st of next month. A provision of 5,110 crore rupees has been made for the scheme in 2026-27 Delhi budget. The objective of the scheme is to provide financial security to women and make them self-reliant. The Delhi government has also urged all eligible women to complete their online registration on time. Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The government is closely monitoring the prevailing seasonal respiratory illness trends across the country through a robust pan-India surveillance network. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Secretary of Department of Health Research and Director General of Indian Council of Medical Research, Dr. Rajiv Behel said that influenza virus currently circulating in the country is consistent with the seasonal pattern observed in recent years. He emphasized that the present observations therefore do not indicate the emergence of a new influenza threat and are consistent with the expected behavior of seasonal influenza virus. India has highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in the India-China border areas for the continued development and progress of the India-China bilateral relationship. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval co-chaired the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand cruised into the finals of the Grand Chess Tour's last leg after 19-9 win over Germany's Winston Kamer. Having won the second classical game, the Indian enjoyed a huge lead of 6 points coming into the final day on which games of shorter duration were played. And that is the end of this news bulletin.